Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino faced his three mayoral challengers again last night in the second and final debate of the campaign before the September 22nd runoff election. As they did in their first debate, Menino's challengers, businessman and developer Kevin McRae, and City Councilor Sam Yoon and Michael Flaherty, tried to make Menino the issue. Joining us this morning to talk about the debate is our mayoral campaign analyst, Larry DeCara, Boston attorney, one-time city councilor, and mayoral candidate himself. Larry, good morning, and thanks again for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
Tom Menino's opponents last night went after him on crime and violence in the city, the state of schools, Boston's budget troubles, and whether, after 16 years on the job, Menino has been mayor long enough. That was a repeated theme of City Councilor Sam Yoon, who frequently said that too much power is vested in one man. He asked the mayor if he'd support term limits.
I want to ask you, you know, to join me in calling for term limits on the office of mayor so that we can have, new ideas in government on a regular basis.
Will you do
I'm
that,
asking,
Mayor?
Would you do that?
I haven't got a piece of legislation before me. Also, term limits for city councilors, not just mayors.
So
city
you're saying
councilors.
Yes for term limits for mayors?
I have term limits every 4 years. I face the voters of Boston.
Larry DeCara, is the Menino's been around long enough argument effective? Is it catching the ear of voters?
I think some voters certainly will be responsive to that. That was the case when Roosevelt ran in 1940. It was the case when Kevin White ran in 1979, that some people think that 16 years is plenty. After 16 years, the mayor owns the problems. He cannot say they're Ray Flynn's problems or Kevin White's problems. In the same sense, the fact that the city is healthy financially, that crime is, relatively speaking, low, that the bond rating is robust, is also something he can take credit for. But no doubt about it, there are people out there who quietly, perhaps, will suggest that 16 years is plenty.
Let's talk a little bit more about crime, as it was another criticism of Menino last night. City Councilor Michael Flaherty said despite statistics that show some crime down, in some neighborhoods, people are afraid for their safety. And without directly saying it, Flaherty also alluded to discrimination in police department hiring, saying that top police department brass do not reflect the rest of the city.
In order to build trust in the community, the upper echelon of the police department has to start to look like the face of the city. Our mayor has had 16 years to diversify the upper echelon. Commissioners, department chief, superintendent, deputy superintendent, captain, lieutenant, sergeant, and he's failed.
Do you think you failed?
I haven't failed. When you think of crime, crime's lowest rate in 40 years in our city of Boston.
Larry, has Menino failed in this regard? Is he vulnerable on the crime issue and whether people feel safe in Boston?
I've never met a politician who was in favor of crime. Everyone's against crime. Everyone thinks crime is too high, and arguably one crime is too many. But compared to other cities in this country, Boston is a very safe city. Not only the murder rate, which is what gets in the newspapers, but other crime statistics. And I think more people feel safe in Boston than in most any other major city in this country.
So does this mean Menino is not vulnerable on this issue?
I think it's not an easy issue to attack him on. I think most people feel quite safe. I think the issue of diversification, diversity in the hiring of senior people in the police department is complicated by civil service exams, court cases, and other things.
All right, let's talk about corruption, which was also a direct and indirect charge last night. Developer Kevin McRae hammered away at one point in recent news reports that Menino's City Hall has sold off hundreds of plots of city-owned land, many at fire sale prices, with a couple of parcels going cheaply to well-connected people.
There's other things going on. The backroom deals with the licensing board. Nobody's done anything except me writing a letter to the district attorney asking them to look into it. I have two elected officials in my district that have been indicted by the feds. That's corruption.
Mayor, do you call that corruption?
I take very... that's ridiculous what you said. It's not corruption. We're taking the parcels, putting them back on the tax rolls. We had 674 parcels of land that we sold. We have two. And two out of 2,674 is not many.
Larry, over the years, a lot of city politicians have been tagged and tainted by the corruption issue, but it's not something I think that's generally embroiled this city's current administration. When Boston voters think of corrupt politicians, is Tom Menino on that list?
Not at all. Sadly, we had one mayor, Mayor Curley, before my time, who served 5 months at Danbury while he was mayor. Sadly, when I was on the city council, people were indicted who were associated with Mayor White. And sadly, people associated with Mayor Flynn went to jail. There has been none of that in the past few years.
So in your opinion, did any of these charges or criticisms heard in the debate last night put any dents in Menino's reelection bid?
I did not see a knockout punch. What I did see was both Flaherty and Yoon appearing more relaxed, poised, mayoral. Yoon, I thought, was quite crisp. Flaherty was far better, looked better, sounded better than he did the time before.
After the first debate, you said you thought that the challengers, Councilors Yoon and Flaherty and businessman McRae, needed to do something in the second and final face-off last night to differentiate themselves from one another. Did anyone come close to that?
The most interesting statement made was Sam Yoon's request that people vote. And that sounds simplistic, but in a preliminary election, in the middle of the baseball season, with a Senate campaign and a gubernatorial campaign, it's likely to be a low turnout.
So who has the leg up headed into the September 22nd primary election of the three challengers, assuming that Mayor Menino survives and goes to the November election?
I expect it's between Flaherty and Yoon, and it depends upon turnout. If the turnout is small, I think Flaherty will be in the final. If all sorts of people show up to vote who are on nobody's list, then I think we'll see Sam Yoon.
Larry DeCara, former Boston City Councilor, one-time mayoral candidate, Boston attorney, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Great, Bob.
The debate audio this morning came courtesy of Fox 25 TV. We're continuously tracking the Boston mayoral race at our website, WBUR.org, where you'll find candidate profiles and the latest developments. Again, it's at our new website, WBUR.org.